The School News Podcast is back here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88, and it is crazy to believe that it is just about that time of the year for students to return to school as we approach the month of September. Very excited to be talking with our next guest as she is set to begin her second full school year as superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams is with us. Dr. Sales Adams, good to see you. How are you?
Hi, Manny. Good to see you as well. I am doing great and excited to launch the new school year. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Glad to be talking with you again. Really excited to be having these monthly conversations again for this coming school year. And, you know, we have a lot to get to. Of course, a couple of important dates to remind families of. The first day of school for grades 1 through 12 is September 2nd. And the first day for pre-K and kindergarten is 2 days later on September 4th. So a couple of dates for families to remember. But let's start out kind of light here. How was your summer? What did you do all summer?
You know, my summer was really busy. I actually worked a lot, but that was on purpose. It was very important for me to get ready for the school year, so I wouldn't change a thing, but I also had an opportunity to hang out with family and friends. So it is a good summer. I keep asking people, how was your summer? We still have several weeks left, so it's going well.
Yeah, we got the state fair going on right now and plenty of opportunities for folks to get out and kind of enjoy these last few weeks of summer before the kids get back to school. So one really cool event that happened earlier this month, was that Washburn celebrated its centennial. 100 years of Washburn High School was celebrated on August 1st and 2nd. I know you got a chance to be a part of some of the festivities. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about how that went and some of the really exciting things that Washburn did to celebrate 100 years?
Yeah, so it was an honor to be a part of the celebration. So it was a two-day celebration, like you said, on August 1st and 2nd. Kudos to the Washburn team and the community group that put it together. But it was 2 days filled with hundreds of alum that reconnected, traded stories. I will tell you that I had the pleasure of meeting their oldest known living alum, who is a graduate of the class of 1942, 101 years old. I don't have her name with me at the moment, but she actually came with two of her sons. So it was super exciting to be in this space. But also among the alums receiving special honors was astronaut and NASA administrator Robert Cabana, who was inducted into the Washburn Hall of Fame. And then we had Grammy award-winning producer Jimmy Jam Harris, who received an honorary degree. And what he did share was, out of all of the awards that he's received, this one was most special. The diploma was very important to him because he had his dad in the audience, and his dad is Cornbread Harris, and he was able to see him receive it. I actually had the honor of leading Washburn Millers in a rededication ceremony. So, and what that really is, it's just a way to help remember the values and the ideas of the Millers, and Miller pride is strong and true, and it was just a wonderful celebration.
That's amazing. Congratulations to Washburn High School on 100 years, and here's to 100 more. Awesome stuff for the Miller family down there at Washburn High School. And staying on the south end of Minneapolis now, what more can you share with us about Volunteer Day happening at South High School?
So today is Volunteer Day at South with RSM. And RSM is a Minnesota tax and consulting firm that has a very strong partnership with the district. And this is their annual Volunteer Day. So I had a chance to get out there, and there were over 300 volunteers that were on South's campus, and they're doing the outside landscape, doing some beautification inside of the building. There was a super buzz of volunteers. Today's a day back for staff, so staff are in this space, and in addition to students. So we always honor and recognize and really cherish the partnership that we have with RSM. And it'll be really nice to have our students come back on the first day of school and to see a fresh new look in their building, inside and outside.
Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, is our guest today here on the School News Podcast as we approach the first day of school coming up very soon here on September 2nd, day after Labor Day. We have a new program launching this fall, the Grow Your Own program. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we're really excited to launch our new Grow Your Own program, and it's for early childhood education. So that starts this fall. And this is an initiative that is meant to address the shortage of licensed classroom teachers in parent, family, and early childhood education who reflect the communities that they will serve. So it officially begins this fall, and we have participants that will be in the program that will commit to 2 years of classroom teaching. And we are really hoping that you can help us spread the word and encourage people to apply for this program and this opportunity.
And last thing for you today, really important dates coming up. Obviously, we talked about the first day of school, September 2nd. But what are some other important dates for people to kind of keep in mind as we get ready to start school here soon?
So I'd like the listeners to mark their calendar for the always delicious NPS Farm to School barbecue that will take place on Wednesday, October 1st. I didn't get a chance to partake last year, but I know that I will. And I understand there's a big corn husking challenge. So looking forward to participating in that. And then we also want people to know that on Wednesday, August 27th at 9 a.m., that's when enrollment for our community education opens. So just know that our kids are coming back to school, and maybe this might be a good time for you to try to take a class or a new activity, because we know that we're always being lifelong learners. And then just to repeat again that September 2nd is the first day of school for our students who will be in grades 1st through 12th, and then September 4th for our earliest learners, pre-K and kindergarten.
Well, I am so excited to be having these conversations, these monthly chats with you every month here this coming school year again. And I had so much fun doing it last year, and I'm just excited. The summer went by fast, but it's such an exciting time for these kids to be returning to school. And I'm excited to be working with some kids here on Jazz 88, NPS Voices and everything. And we appreciate the time. Looking forward to doing this again next month. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Have a good end of the year, end of the month, actually.
All right. That is the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, joining us here on the School News Podcast. And we'll be talking with her again next month. And we'll probably get a little recap on the first few weeks of school at that point. So thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Okay, thank you.